All right. Thank you very much for coming. My name's Tricia, I think I told you that. I'm with the University of Oregon College of Education, and we're doing a study with kids who play chess. The study is being directed by Professor Marilyn Nipple, that's her. And the first thing I need to do is to show you some forms and explain the study. And this tells you all about it. I'll let you read that, and then we'll have you sign it. If you have any questions, let me know. Do you have any questions?
Okay. Wait, who's first and last?
Just print your name here and then sign right here.
First and last?
Yes. Okay, and in this study that we're doing, I'll be interviewing you about chess. It'll be like those interviews you see on TV where you talk to famous chess players and they ask them different kinds of questions. When I ask you the question, I just want to know what you think. If I ask a hard question, it's okay if you don't know the answer. Just do your best and don't worry about anything, okay?
All right.
we've got the tape recorder. Okay. So before we talk about chess, I want to learn some things about you first. I'm going to ask you a few general questions, then you can ask me some questions too, okay? Do you have any brothers or sisters? Yes?
Yeah?
Yeah? What are their names?
Including Mike.
Oh.
Okay, it goes Kobe, Toby, Jeremy, Jamie, Julie, Kelly, David.
So you're the oldest?
Youngest.
So Kobe, tell me again.
It goes Kobe, Toby, Jeremy, Jamie, Julie, Kelly, David.
Whoa, that's seven. How old are they?
Not sure. With all of them.
You said one of them goes to the...
Did. He's graduating.
Graduated from the university?
Yeah.
So, what else can you tell me about them?
My oldest brother, David, is married, and he's living in Las Vegas right now.
Mm-hmm.
And my brother, Kelly, he is in Arizona, Phoenix, Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
My sister, Julie's in Utah. I'm not sure which city. And Jamie's... My brother Jamie lives up in Eugene. My brother Jeremy lives at home, so just Toby and me.
So there's just three of you at home right now?
Yeah.
Wow.
Me and my mom and dad.
Yeah. You have lots of big brothers and sisters. So do you have any pets?
Three.
Dogs? Cats?
All cats.
Tell me about your pets. Tell me about your kitties.
There's two kittens, there's two kittens, one big cat.
Giant?
Yeah, she's really fat. there's two girls. The big one's, the big black one is Skittles. She is the oldest. And I have another cat. Her name's Tweak, because she's like crazy. And she's white, and Shadow is the black cat, and he's the littlest.
Littlest guy. Youngest? Or?
Yeah, he's the youngest.
So do you have any favorite TV shows or movies?
I don't really watch TV.
Any movies that you've seen that you really like?
No, not really.
Mm-hmm.
Transformers was a good movie.
Was it?
Yeah.
I haven't seen that one. What was good about it?
Like,
did it come out last summer? Is that when it came out?
I think so. Mm-hmm. The reason why I liked it was because there's a lot of action in it.
Mm-hmm.
And because they're robots. I like robots.
What do you like about robots?
They're, like, smart and old school. They have no feel. They're not supposed to have feeling. So you can, like, slap them and they don't do anything.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. So do you like to read books or magazines?
Books, not magazines.
Which ones? Which books do you like to read?
Fantasy
books?
I read Eragon and Elvis in a book called The Unnoted Chronicles.
What's it called?
The Unnoted Chronicles.
Huh, what's it about?
It's like it was a group of friends from like, it was back, it was like a while, it's supposed to be in the ages like with swords and stuff, and they're finding the items that are called dragon orbs because this, what are they called? Some like, I can't remember.
The bad guys or something?
Yeah, they were called, they're trying to kill the good people, which are, it's hard to explain. It's a big book.
It's really complicated.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like a good book. You should check it out.
It's better to read.
Better reading?
Yeah.
So do you have any questions for me? You have anything you'd like to ask me? No questions? All right. So now we're going to talk about chess. I'd like to ask you some questions. Now, how long have you played chess?
Probably when I was like in fourth grade.
So, what grade are you in now?
Seventh.
So for 3 years?
About, yeah.
Okay. So how old were you when you first started to play?
Probably like 11.
Okay. And who taught you how to play chess?
My dad.
Your dad? Did you like to play chess?
He was on state team.
Really?
Well, he went to state finals.
Wow. So, do you have a chess rating?
I'm not sure.
Not sure? Do you have a chess coach or a teacher?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Well, kind of my dad.
Kind of your dad?
We play a lot, so he teaches me a coach.
Okay. So can you tell me about your dad? He's what?
I'm not sure.
So how often do you guys play?
Maybe like once a day.
Wow.
He always beats me.
He always beats you? Do you belong to a chess club?
Yeah.
Which one?
The one in LMS.
LMS?
LMS.
How often do you play chess in a typical week?
Probably like full-time, about.
Full-time? Who do you play chess with the most?
My dad.
Your dad? Can you name any famous chess players?
I know of one, but I'm not really sure what his name was, or it is. What?
Can you tell me something about it?
Not really.
Not really? Okay.
I read one of his books.
Oh, okay. He was a chess player?
Yeah.
Do you ever play chess on the computer?
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me about that?
3D.
Huh?
3D.
3D? What else about it? I don't know what that is. I don't think I've ever played chess on a computer.
Like, you can set it for what difficulty you are.
Hmm. So is it 3D, like three-dimensional, so you can look around the board and stuff?
Yeah.
Or? Cool. Can you tell me why, now tell me why you enjoy playing chess? How do you enjoy chess?
I like mind games.
Mind games?
Or strategy.
Hmm, what other mind games do you like?
It's like, I think chess is like the only one major league play.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Risk would be kind of one, but it's not that strategy-ish.
So are there any other reasons you like to play?
Well, it's just fun.
It's fun, yeah. All right. Thank you. I'm not really familiar with the game of chess. You probably know a lot more about it than I do. So I'd like you to explain some of the things to me. Some of the rules and stuff. First of all, how many people may play a game of chess at one time?
Normal game of chess?
Mm-hmm.
Two.
I've heard of simultaneous matches. Do you know what that is? Tell me about the different pieces and how they are supposed to move. I've heard that they move differently.
Like, maybe each time?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the pawns, like, at the beginning, they can either move one or two squares forward only. And the bishop can only move diagonally if there's nothing in its way, forward or backwards. Rooks can move anywhere in a straight line, which... either left, right, straight, or backwards if nothing's in their way. Queens can go, is like a rook and a bishop, and she can go anywhere unless it's not backwards, forwards, if it's not in her way. And king can move anywhere one square, like diagonally or anything.
Wow.
And the knights are harder to explain. They're like, you go one, two, then you have to move either one direction, left or right.
Hmm. So. Wow. So now can you tell me the goals of chess? In other words, what are the players trying to do?
They're trying to get their king in checkmate, which is where either two or more pieces help with it, which it's where the king cannot go anywhere in the aiming point of a piece. So like, it can't be diagonally of a bishop, or it has to move, or anywhere else.
Hmm.
And checkmate is where, when you get it either pinned or something cornered, and it can't move anywhere.
The king?
Yeah.
Wow. Hmm. Now tell me the rules that players need to follow. In other words, tell me everything you can think of about the game of chess so that anyone who has never played before would know how to play. Like the rules of...
In professional chess, like when you put your hand on a piece, you have to move it. Hmm. And when you let go of the piece, it has to stay there. You can't redo it.
Okay. Huh. That's interesting. there any other pieces about the rules, or like how different pieces can move with other pieces in the way, or?
Well, the knight doesn't, the space is open where it can move, it can jump over anything.
So it can jump pieces?
Yeah.
Can any of the other pieces do that, or?
It's just the knight.
Huh. Okay. Now I'd like you to tell me what a player should do in order to win the game of chess. In other words, what are some key strategies that every good player should know?
Always try to keep your queen, and always have like a wall of some kind from around your king, so no one can check or checkmate it.
So you want to protect your keep your queen at all costs? And
well, it depends on if you want to do queen for queen.
Hmm. That way they get rid of their
yeah.
So that, but you wouldn't want to. Would you want to give a queen for a different piece?
It depends on if it's to win the game or not.
Oh, okay. So like if you were close to the end?
Yeah.
Yeah. So how long does it usually take to play a game of chess?
For me, like either 15 to half an hour.
And what makes a game last a long time?
Facing an equal skill opponent.
Makes sense. What makes a game end quickly? Real short game.
They make mistakes. The other players make mistakes.
Okay. Do you know how to use a chess clock?
I don't like those.
Oh, why not?
Because I usually like taking time to think about strategies.
So, is a chess? Can you tell me what it is? Tell me more about it. I don't think I've ever heard
the
of
clock.
It.
Uh huh. Like you have it's either you have. I haven't really known rules about it, but. You have a certain, I think you have a certain amount of time to move a piece and or your pieces to win the game. And every time you're done moving a piece, you have to hit the clock, which activates the other person's clock. And it keeps going back and forth.
Oh, okay. I can play just like it if we should do this. I wanted to think about strategy. Is there anything else you want to tell me about chess?
The board always has the white square, right? Yeah.
I'm sorry, what did you say, honey?
At the beginning of the match, when you set up your pieces, a white square is always on the right corner bottom.
Oh.
White corner bottom.
Huh.
And the queen's always on her color square.
Okay, so the king's on the opposite color square?
Well, yeah.
Because it's that kind of checkerboard, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, how would you start a game? Is there different ways to start a game?
Usually, I would start out a game with moving a the pawn that's in front of one of my bishops, like on the left side of it. So it's like. On I'd move one of the pawns that are in front of the knight and move then after their move a bishop right there. So like if they move a pawn that's in front like diagonally of their rook, and if they move it they can't I won't get hit, my bishop won't die and his rook will die. Unless he doesn't have another pawn that can defend it.
Hmm.
And it works on either side.
So you do the left side, and is there a reason you do the left side instead of the right, or?
Well, there's no difference, it's just taking out one of their rooks.
So you said the bishops move diagonally?
Yeah.
So did that put it in the line of the...
Yeah.
So is there any other strategies for starting the game, or?
Well, if the person's like new to the game, the three move away. That's where you put the you move a pawn that's by the queen and another bishop. I think it's I'm not sure what side it's on, but you move your bishop out so it's like diagonally from like one of the squares where the queen's gonna be. the queen moves out either diagonally or it goes out diagonally to either the square that's right in front of the, I think it's the bishop.
Mm-hmm.
And you, and when you, if you attack it, when if, since there's no defenses from the king can't attack the queen because the bishop will put in check.
Oh, wow. I should play this game. It sounds like fun. Do you have anything else you want to tell me about chess, or?
Not that I think of.
You think of. Well, thanks for talking to me today. Is there anything else, or?
No, let's go. Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you very much. You've been really helpful, and I enjoyed talking to you. Now I got a couple of souvenirs for you. A pen.
And
a gift certificate from Dairy Queen. Or to Dairy Queen. Thank you very much.
Can you go back to class now?
Lunch or? Yeah, there's not a clock in here.
Let's see. 11:46.
Yeah, I go back to class.
What class do you have now?
Science.
Well, you enjoy your classes, and thank you for taking the time to talk to us today.
You're welcome.
Kids have these big notebooks.
Does your dad still play poker?
No, he's retired.
He's retired, huh? Oh, okay.
Do you plan on playing in tournaments?
I'm not sure.
Cool. So, you said he played in state tournaments?
Yeah. Okay.
Did he go to the college hall
school? I'm not sure.
But you said he went to state, right?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. What's that? Is there like a regional tournaments and then state tournaments?
There's, I think there's state and
national. Wow. Because they have the Oregon Open. Yeah. Usually have an over.
Yeah, check it out.
I like your t-shirt, that's great. Okay, well thanks so much for coming.
Thank you.
Yeah, have a good day. Bye-bye. Yeah, okay, thanks for coming.